Sean Caldwell.
A central figure from LA's ugliest uprising, back in custody. Tonight at 11 on Eyewitness News, he went to prison for beating a helpless man. Now he's charged with worse, the man called football and his latest fumble with the law. Also, it's a mercury meltdown as the Southland suffers through a scorcher. How long will the heat hang around? Dallas delivers your forecast. Plus, temperatures are rising and so are gas prices. See why we're paying a premium to fill up at the pump. Tonight at 11, here on ABC 7. Rush hour. Nothing fast about it. What are the best routes? The highway or the back roads? Daryl Huff looks at the trouble spots to avoid and puts you on the fast track to town. Get where you want to go. Tonight at 6 and 10 on your Island Television News. Cairo 7 investigates Thursday at 5. A design contest to repaint the Space Needle.
We are investigating allegations of your contest being rigged.
Were winning online votes controlled by hackers?
It was like watching the speedometer.
We track down the person who claimed to be behind it.
I'm looking for Aaron Miller.
And get to the bottom of the scandal the Space Needle tried to keep secret. When Cairo 7 investigates, Thursday at 5 on Cairo 7 Eyewitness News.
You're watching the CBS 2 Information Network.
We've heard of April showers, but these are March downpours.
Tonight on Nightcast at 11, how much rain will we get? And whose morning commute will be hit the hardest? David Rogers' forecast straight up at 11. Then, a fugitive nabbed. How one of the FBI's most wanted is finally busted. Plus, CSI secrets. From real-life mystery to TV drama. A CBS 2 Court TV report. CBS 2 Nightcast with Ernie Anastas and Angela Ray. Tonight at 11. It's here. More horsepower to take you into the storm. WSAV Storm Tracker 3, the mobile weather center that's on your side. From Savannah's most accurate weather team, WSAV Storm Team 3, the severe weather coverage you expect. From the station that's on your side. WSAV Storm Tracker 3, powered by Ford and your local Ford dealer.